Archaeologists working off the coast of Belize have discovered a wooden canoe paddle that is more than 1,000 years old. The find sheds new light on how the ancient Maya culture of Central America obtained one of life's essentials, salt. NPR's David Malakoff explains.
20 years ago, archaeologist Heather McKillop was working on a small island off the south coast of Belize when she saw something in the clear, shallow waters just off the beach.
I could see potsherds, broken pieces of pottery, broken pieces of obsidian, which is a volcanic rock made into little blades. I did wonder if they had simply eroded from the shoreline or if, in fact, they were submerged components of the site.
Since then, McKillop has returned to the area many times to investigate, and last year she found sunken treasure. Besides bits of pottery and stone, her research team found hundreds of wooden posts and beams buried in the seafloor. They're from structures that were built about 1,300 years ago. That means they date back to the height of the Maya civilization that once stretched across Central America. McKillop, who teaches at Louisiana State University, discovered that it wasn't easy to study these sites on foot. For one thing, wading through the shallow water kicked up clouds of silt that made it impossible to see. Researchers risked stepping on valuable finds and damaging them.
So we started using what we call research flotation devices. They are oval inflatable rafts, personal rafts. You'd lie on them, and with a mask and snorkel, then look at the seafloor and propel yourself through the water.
What the researchers found is kind of a Mayan Atlantis. It turns out that over the last 1,000 years or so, sea level in the region rose, drowning at least 24 wooden structures. Now, the Maya are well known for their massive stone ruins, but archaeologist Tony Andrews of the New College of Florida says wooden artifacts are rare.
It's a very unusual discovery because we don't normally get wooden artifacts in the Maya area because of the heavy acidity of the soil, lots of acid. Most wooden artifacts get destroyed.
Heather McKillop says her wood survived because it was sealed in a layer of sunken vegetation that didn't have much oxygen. That prevented damaging chemical reactions. And she says the buildings were workshops, part of a very large and very busy salt works. It mass-produced salt by boiling down seawater. The crystals were then sold to people living in big cities hundreds of miles inland. Tony Andrews says those inland Maya were desperate for the taste of salt.
They were investing a lot of labor into getting salt. And the reason for this is because they had a low-protein diet. They were not getting a lot of animal meat. They were eating mostly corn, beans, and tortillas. And they needed sodium. And that's why they were boiling estuary water.
McKillop has also found something that tells her how the Maya moved their salt. It's a canoe paddle that is about 1,300 years old.
This is the first ancient canoe paddle that's been discovered. The blade was slightly protruding out of the mangrove peat, just slightly.
The 4-foot-long paddle is a bit worm-eaten at one end, but other than that, it looks just like those depicted in Maya paintings and carvings. And McKillop believes it helped push salt up coastal rivers to markets. Now, McKillop is planning more studies of her sunken salt works, which are described in the April 12th issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. One goal, she says, is to find an ancient canoe to go with her paddle. David Malakoff, NPR News.